It's a routine test, happens every 2 years at every nuclear plant in the country. But since the tsunami, these simulated disasters have taken on a new meaning.
Every company with a nuclear power station must have an effective emergency plan and demonstrate that plan to protect the public health and safety in order to be able to run our nuclear units.
Rick Zucker, Dominion Virginia Power.
On Tuesday, Dominion will participate in a graded nuclear emergency exercise with the Nuclear Regulatory Commission and FEMA to demonstrate that we can protect the public in the unlikely event of a significant nuclear accident at our Surrey Power Station.
Station operators will enter a simulator just like the real control room.
During this exercise, station operators will respond to a series of postulated equipment failures at the station designed to challenge our response to those failures and our ability to communicate with the state and local governments and work with them to protect the public from the release of radiation.
In the simulator, they will wait for the worst.
There's all kinds of different scenarios.
Joey Ledford, NRC.
On occasion, it's a terrorist attack at a plant. Other times, it's something caused by a mechanical failure or something like that, and then a flood or a storm.
Surrey has already survived the storm April 16th of this year.
Estimated winds of 136 to 165 miles an hour, 200 yards to half mile wide. Took out the switch yard. We make electricity at Surrey, we put it on the switch yard. Then the system operators move the electricity to customers. And we then take electricity off that switch yard to operate equipment. So it took out that switch yard, and we had emergency diesels available to operate, which they did.
Zucker says almost immediately, emergency power was routed to the cooling units and the plants automatically shut down, just as they were supposed to do. It was a real-world test of the same kind of potential disasters that next week's drill will simulate, and that could be anything.
It's intensive, and a lot of people get a lot of good experience that prepares them in the eventuality that there is something that happens.
Are there any earthquakes or tsunamis in any of the scenarios?
There was an earthquake in a national level exercise a couple of 3 months ago. In fact, it had been planned long in advance, and it was to be a seismic event, and it took place, you know, shortly after the events at Fukushima.
Following that tsunami, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission made up a task force to see if U.S. nuclear power plants should do more to prepare for emergencies previously seen as improbable. Dominion's Rick Zucker.
Like the rest of the industry, Dominion just received the NRC staff's 90-day report. We are in the process of reviewing this report in detail. Many of the items outlined in the report have already been addressed at Dominion's nuclear facilities. Once we have conducted a detailed review, we will be able to assess any additional implications.
One of the key recommendations is emergency power for the cooling units, capable of running at least 8 hours. Dominion's backup generators functioned flawlessly.
Within 10 seconds.
So your emergency generators were online almost immediately.
That's correct.
Though Dominion may be ahead of the game, today's precautions may not be enough. The task force recommendations that nuclear plants should extend their ability to survive a complete loss of grid electricity and prepare for more extreme disasters could mark a significant change in U.S. nuclear safety regulation. Meanwhile, next week, operators will be tested again to be sure that today's equipment, personnel, and procedures are as safe as current law allows.
We cannot operate if we don't have a robust emergency plan and we cannot demonstrate we can protect the public health and safety. If we fail the test, we shut down until it's fixed. And nobody wants to be there.
Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.